Hello, this is Tom Metzger of Resist.com and White Aryan Resistance. And maybe you'd like to know a little bit, well, my biography, my background, whatever you want to call it. I was raised in Indiana, a small town, a farming community in Indiana. And was not really political in my youth because we were virtually an all-white community. You don't have to be very racist in an all-white community. But as I grew older and joined the United States Army in 1956, I ran straight ahead into numerous blacks in the United States Army, Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and I began to see that, hey, there's some major differences here. And but I continued on from then, not thinking too much more than that about it. After I got out of the military, I went back into consumer electronics for a couple of years, and then I traveled to California and went to work for the Douglas Aircraft Company. And at Douglas Aircraft Company in Santa Monica, I came in contact with various right-wingers who were showing film, anti-communist films, at lunch hour. And from that, I involved myself quite a bit and began to be politically conscious, but yet not a what you would call a real full-blown racist. In 64, I decided to get involved in the political campaign, and I went to work for the Barry Goldwater campaign, and I had been married a couple of years, had a couple of children, and from there, I worked real hard for Barry Goldwater and his campaign, and then after his loss, I joined the John Birch Society, and for the John Birch Society, I was involved in that for a few years. In 1968, I moved to a small town in North San Diego County in California, and went into business, consumer electronics again, and from there, I operated for a while in the John Birch Society, and then became disenchanted with the methodology of the John Birch Society, restricting your reading and telling you what to read and what not to read. And also I then became involved in the tax rebellion during the Vietnam War, and I refused to pay income taxes. And they seized my house once, I got it back once, and so I was fighting them. And during that period of time, I came in contact with various racist leaders and racist individuals, and I began to read their material. I began to read about international finance and the Jews' involvement in that. I began to look harder at the race issue, and became involved with Colonel William Potter Gale, who was a hero of the Second World War and an aide to General Douglas MacArthur. I worked with him for some time, and then worked with Bertrand L. Capere, a minister from San Diego, who was very very well known around the United States in certain circles. And after that, during that period of time, I also took the leadership of the KKK, which at first was with David Duke and the Knights of the KKK, and in about 1977, I left the KKK of David Duke and formed the independent KKK of California, which we were much more interested at the time with the Mexican influx, mestizo influx, and the Asian influx than the KKK in the South was with the blacks. And from there, in 1980, I ran for United States Congress. Well, I had run for county supervisor before that. When I ran for United States Congress in 1980, and I won the Democratic nomination for Congress in the 43rd Congressional District, the largest district in the United States at the time. I lost the general election, but I ran as an open Klansman, even was involved in a major riot in Oceanside, California during that campaign. I received about 55,000 votes in that campaign, and then in 19, and also after that, I left the Klan and created the White Aryan Resistance War. And in 1982, I ran for United States Senate against Field of Nine, including Gore Vidal and Governor Jerry Brown. And so in a field of nine, I picked up about 80,000 votes for U.S. Senate. And also during that period of time, we developed our television program, Race and Reason. We did hundreds of television shows. Tom Metzger, John Metzger, and others of our friends have appeared on virtually every television show that there is or has been in this country, many times over. And we have evolved into more of a revolutionary thinking organization, or not necessarily organization, but association. And we believe now that the democratic process of voting has come to an end. It's all a charade, and we now look forward to a racial upheaval of some type in this country as time goes on. And we feel that sooner or later this is going to come about. Well, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next month, maybe not in 5 years, but we will be here when it does. Or our children will be here, or our grandchildren will be here. And so my job is to pollinate, and my job has been Johnny Appleseed. And over the years, I have planted seeds. I think I've been successful in creating a totally new wave of white racists among the youth. And I've done everything I could to help the skinheads around the country and around the world. And so that pretty much brings you up to date. I still live in Fallbrook, California. I'm still very active. We're publishing a newspaper. Always have published a newspaper. We've been sued. We've been jailed. We've been lost a house, lost a business. But we're still keeping going, and we don't expect to quit until the old ticker quits. And that's it from here today.